This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, August 16th. This week, the FCC issued a $39,278 forfeiture order against Ocean Hinson of Surry County, North Carolina, for intentional misuse of a local public safety radio communications network. This violated Section 301 of the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. The FCC said, quote, Mr. Hinson impersonated first responders in unauthorized radio communications on Surry County's licensed public safety frequency. On October 17, 2017, Surry County officials, responding to a fire alarm triggered at a local residence, transmitted a request for a unit from the Westfield Volunteer Fire Department. Shortly thereafter, Mr. Hinson, posing as Westfield VFD Unit 7331, responded using the mobile radio in his personal vehicle and stated that he was en route to the scene of the alarm. Approximately 4 minutes later, Mr. Hinson canceled the call. As a result of these two transmissions, no real first responder investigated the triggered residential fire alarm. Fortunately, no fire actually occurred at the scene of the alarm. End quote. The ARRL Board of Directors held their biannual meeting in Connecticut on July 19th and 20th. At that meeting, the board resolved that ARRL will oppose a French proposal, quote, at the appropriate time, end quote, to include 144 to 146 megahertz among spectrum studying non-safety aeronautical mobile service applications, thus sharing the spectrum with the amateur services. The board pointed out that 144 through 146 megahertz is allocated globally to the amateur service on a primary basis and enjoys widespread use for emergency communication. It also pointed to radio amateurs' investment of money and effort to build repeaters, beacons, space infrastructure, and propagation research systems that have global reach. ARRL International Affairs Vice President Jay Bellows, K0QB, advised that if the proposal is added as an agenda item at the 2023 World Radio Communication Conference, the board should consider action. In digital communication, the Board of Directors instructed ARRL Washington Counsel David Sadal, K3ZJ, to take appropriate steps to obtain FCC approval for several changes to the Part 97 amateur radio service rules. The requested changes stemmed from discussions regarding the interference potential of automatically controlled digital stations, the prohibition of amateur radio message traffic that's encoded to obscure its meaning, and false assertions that ARRL, despite its record of steadfast opposition, supports or encourages encrypted transmissions. The board also tasked its Administration and Finance Committee to assess the feasibility of a research working group and, if warranted, to establish one. The intention would be for the group to help the board and ARRL better gauge trends, collect more accurate membership information, and more closely track the progress of programs. The A&F committee will report back to the full board at its January 2020 meeting. Upon the recommendation of the Programs and Services Committee, the board directed that the rules for all ARRL contests be revised to require that each claimed contact include contemporaneous direct initiation by the operator on both sides of the contact. The board further voted to amend the DXCC rules to establish the same requirement. The board also acted to rescind its public censure of ARRL Southwestern Division Director Richard Norton, N6AA. The censor action, taken in November 2017, was based on Norton's alleged violation of the ARRL policy on board governance and conduct of members of the Board of Directors and Vice Directors, adopted in January of that year, and itself currently rescinded. The full minutes of the July ARRL Board of Directors meeting are available to all members on the ARRL website. The Nashua Area Radio Society in New Hampshire, or NARS, will conduct a free ham boot camp at the ARRL New England Division Convention in September. The boot camp serves to encourage and assist new and inexperienced radio amateurs in becoming more active and engaged in ham radio. NARS, the 2019 Dayton Hamvention Club of the Year, operated a guest exhibit for ARRL at this year's show. It will also sponsor a ham expo for young people at the New England Division Convention with hands-on activities, videos, and displays about amateur radio and wireless communication. The club describes the Ham Boot Camp as, quote, a package of hands-on activities designed to help recently licensed and upgraded hams to get on the air and have fun, end quote. It is also aimed at prospective hams interested in seeing what amateur radio has to offer. The event will include technician, general, and combined tracks. The Ham Boot Camp will take place at Ham Exposition on Saturday, September 7th from 9 a.m. to noon. Maximum enrollment is 100 attendees, first come, first served. Finally, applications for the 2020 ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program will be accepted between September 1st and December 31st, 2019. All applicants must be FCC-licensed radio amateurs. Many scholarships have other specific requirements, such as intended area of study, license class, and residence within a particular ARRL division, section, or state. If you complete an online application, you must also email a PDF of academic transcripts from your most recently completed school year by January 13, 2020. Applications without transcripts will not be considered. The ARRL Foundation Scholarship Committee will review all applicants for eligibility, and recipients will be notified in May 2020 via USPS mail and email. For more information, visit the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program page.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
AMSAT North America, AMSAT UK, AMSAT DL, and ARIS are all working together on NASA's Lunar Gateway. The Gateway will be a small spaceship in orbit around the moon that will provide access to more of the lunar surface than ever before and will include living quarters for astronauts. There will be a lab and ports for visiting spacecraft. The first sections are scheduled for launch in 2022. One of the challenges is the 30 dB signal path loss as compared to a LEO, or low Earth orbit satellite. The new AREX, or Amateur Radio Exploration Team, is working on the issue. Expect the transmissions to be in the 5 GHz and 10 GHz range, or even higher. Thanks to AMSAT News Service for this information. If you're thinking of attending the AMSAT 50th Anniversary Symposium October 18th through the 20th in Arlington, Virginia, the banquet speakers have been announced. It will be a panel discussing the foundations of AMSAT. On the panel will be Lance Ginner, K6GSJ, Project Oscar, George Jacobs, W3ASK, author and diplomat, Dr. Perry Klein, W3PK, founding president of AMSAT, Dr. Owen Mace and Richard Tonkin of Australia's Oscar 5 builder, University of Melbourne, and Jan King, W3GEY, founding member of AMSAT and Australia's Oscar 5 project manager. More information on the symposium and tickets can be found at AMSAT.org. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, August 16th. There's still no spots on the sun this week. So far, 75% of the days this year have seen a spotless sun. The solar index is stuck at 68, as you can probably imagine, but at least the solar winds are light. There are no serious HF disruptions in the forecast as a result. On VHF and UHF, the 6 meter sporadic E season seems to be winding down. But on 2 meters and up, watch for some good band openings in the week to come if you live in a strip between Mississippi all the way east to the Atlantic coast.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.